present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud and Denise Coffey in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, these four experienced and clever panelists are going to try and speak for just a minute, if they can, on some unlikely subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. That's the way we play, and that's the way we score. And let us begin this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, the subject is thrills. You've given us so many of them in your time. Maybe you can give us another one now. But can you talk about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
The first thing that comes to my mind is the roller coaster. Oh, what a thrill that is for me to go careering down the incline. I don't much care for the up bit, but when it comes down, my stomach goes running. I cry out.
Derek Nimmo has challenged you.
The repetition of the sorted O's and the O's.
There's a repetition of noise.
A repetition of, well, he did an O earlier on, he did another O.
You thought they were exactly the same O, did you?
There were several that were the same.
I would have thought they were entirely different. They were all very embarrassing and, I think they were different sounds. After all, you can always say have a repetition of sound like a repetition of speech. So, Kenneth, it's a difficult one to judge. If I give you the benefit of the doubt, you gain a point because I disagree with the challenge, and you keep the subject with 40 seconds left for thrills starting now.
And the thrill of sitting in that darkened auditorium when the favourite screen star appears. Lovely Marlena, or that old boy I frequently refer to as Fox. Ah, I see mystery. I see you.
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Repetition.
Of what?
I see.
I quite agree. You gain a point and the subject. Thrills. I should explain that Kenneth Williams is trying to give Clement Freud a thrill at this particular moment by putting his arm round him. But in spite of that, Clement will try and continue for 19 seconds, starting now.
The most beautiful and touching thrill is, quite frankly, to have Kenneth Williams as close as I have him at this moment. The feel of those gabardine trousers.
Nimmo has challenged. Why?
Absolute deviation.
You've never sat next to Kenneth Williams, so perhaps you don't know.
I have.
Look, it's whatever turns you on, so you leave it.
You see, however much you may feel this is a devious thought, a devious idea, and a very devious for the program, he has not yet deviated from the subject on the card, which is thrills. So, as I have to disagree with the challenge, Clement Freud gains another point, and there are 10 seconds left for thrills, Clement, starting now.
Slowly she crept down the passage with a chopper. Would it be the nun or the housekeeper, said the butler, quietly to the chambermaid. Neither!
If you want to read Clement Freud's new novel, it'll be published very shortly. And anyway, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes, by the way, the whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up, gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Clement Freud, so at the end of the first round, he has a commanding lead of 2 over everybody else. Derek Nimmo, will you begin the next round, please? The subject, weekends. Will you talk about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
An end, I suppose, is a sort of terminus or final point. And a week indicates...
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Sort of twice.
I beg your pardon?
Sort of twice.
I don't think so. Did you say sort of twice, Derek?
I hadn't thought that I would.
No, I don't think he had. I don't remember. Well, try it, Kenneth.
A weekend is sort of, it's sort of, isn't it?
Did he say sort of twice, audience? No, I don't think he did. So, right, there are 49 seconds left, Derek, for weekends starting now.
And week means feeble. Of course, it's one of the few words, if you think about it, Jared, that the French haven't got a better one for, because they have to call theirs luck weekend. Which I think it's tremendous.
Clement Freud, why are you challenged?
Deviation.
Why?
For le.
You're quite right, it is le weekend, not la. They make it a very masculine pursuit to take someone away for the weekend. Perhaps that's it. Anyway, Clement, I agree with your challenge. You gain a point, therefore, and there are 38 seconds. No. There are 43 seconds left for weekends starting now.
And even now at 25 he has to work to keep alive. Yes, all day long from 10 to 4 for half the week or even more, with but an hour or two to spend at luncheon with a city friend. This is probably the worst thing can happen to anybody. Thursday to Monday, nothing but pure enjoyment, pheasant shooting, hunting, running behind the hounds, skating over thin ice, racing after the neighbor's wife and her daughters, not to mention her Labrador.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
I'm totally bewildered, surely.
I think Clement Freud is going to be bewildered as well.
What's it got to do with weekend? It's all the week he was talking about. Thursday, Friday, chase the neighbours.
I thought it was a bit devious when he brought the Labrador in, I must say.
Yeah. That was on Sunday.
That was on Sunday. Well, all right. As he's got a little bit, gone a bit too far with his weekend, I think we'll give you the benefit of the doubt and say that you have a point and the subject of weekends. 10.5 seconds left, Kenneth, starting now.
Everyone packs their bags and their picnic hampers and off they go.
Derek Nimmer, you've challenged. Why?
Well, I damn said devious.
Oh, what a decision to have to make. Very clever challenge, Derek. No points scored. And it's a colloquial phrase he was using. And Kenneth continues with the subject. There's 6 seconds left for weekends starting now.
Roads jam-packed and trains carrying us all to...
Well, Kenneth was squeaking then when the whistle went, so he gains that extra point. He's 1 point behind the leader at this present moment, who is still Clement Freud. Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. Cant. That is the subject. Can you talk about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, I suppose if someone came up to you and gave you a great homily about think well of your neighbor and you will live a goodly life and rolling stones and they'll gather no moss and all that sort of rubbish, you could say, what a load of cant. On the other hand, it does have connections with piety falls. And religious false. Religion, one might say.
Derek Nimmer, you've challenged. Why?
Religion of false.
Yes, you said false twice, I'm afraid. So, Derek, you gain a point and the subject and 35 seconds left for cant starting now.
Now, actually, when I was small, was taught to ride and I could never say cant properly and I always used to call it cant, which is an awful curious thing to do, but it just so happened to me. And the canter...
Clement Freud, you've challenged. Why? No, he was going so fast that when he caught his breath, it sounded as if he was hesitating.
I'm sorry.
You're in a very mocking mood today, Clement.
No, definitely.
Derek, you gain another point, and there are 26 seconds left for cant, starting now.
Well, the Canterbury Trot was a slow, easy movement of horses which was used by the pilgrims on the way to the cathedral of that name, where I suppose they might have heard a lot of cant if they had not been very careful, I'm afraid, because sometimes even...
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Repetition of a phrase.
Yes, you've been afraid more than once in your participation. And so, Clement, you get another point. There are 14 seconds left for cant starting now.
There are many parts of the country in which this word is actually the opposite of can. You go up to a chap and say, I wonder whether you'd be good enough to hold on to my horse while I go into the grocer's shop to buy a pound and a half of raspberry age. And the man says, I can.
That was teetering on the edge of deviation. It's a very funny way of pronouncing it, whatever your accent.
I can't
do that. Anyway, Clement Freud was then again speaking when the whistle went, and he gains the extra point, and Derek Nimmer is going to begin the next round. The subject is breaking records. Can you talk to us about that, Derek, for 60 seconds, starting now?
Of course, this is really the most tremendous fun, isn't it? You see, you go into your nearest record shop, you have over to a pile of 78, pick them up in the air, go smack over the proprietor's head, and they get so surprised. Mind you, I went in the other day, and I said, could I have an LP of The Sound of Music? And the man said, certainly, and I paid him for it. I went outside, and I threw it on the floor with a tremendous bang, and he looked at me, and he said, why did you do that? And I said, well, I didn't see the film, did you? And he said, no. He said, why do you ask me that? I said, I have no idea. Yeah, but it fills in a minute. And so,
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
What?
But to begin with, the record isn't broken. It was an LP of The Sound of Music, which is not made of a breakable substance.
Oh, it's true. Yes, it's true.
Brilliant.
Yes, it won't break because you've got to melt it down, haven't you? That's right, yes. So, Clement, you get another point. And there are 32 seconds left for breaking records starting now.
The record that I would most like to break is mounting the Empire State Building by the service staircase. This is held at the moment by the Swedish Langlauf team returning from the 1936 Olympic Games in Vancouver. And I thought, when I looked at records that I might be able to break, this was one that I might achieve. And I therefore requested the guardian of the building situated on 5th Avenue and 54th Street.
Daring number, wife or child?
Repetition of building. Empire State Building, repetition. And
that's right, yes, we've had building more than once. Well done, Daring. You gain another point. And there are 3 seconds left for breaking records starting now.
I'd like to run the slowest mile of the year. Then I would...
Derek Nimmo gets the extra point for speaking when the whistle went, having got in just before it, and he's now 1 point behind Clement Freud, who's still in the lead. Denise Coffey, your turn to begin. Fallen Arches. Can you talk to us for 60 seconds on those, starting now?
Only this morning I looked at my feet, and I said to myself, my arches are falling. Quite clearly, I'm getting old, I thought. Oh.
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
Well, I helped her out by... repetition of thought.
Yes. I buzzed myself, actually.
She buzzed herself, actually.
She buzzed herself. Well, I think that's the best thing to do. If you
she gets the point.
Yes, I mean, after all, that if you buzz yourself for hesitation, and because you hesitated before anybody else can buzz you for hesitation, you get a point.
I agree.
Is that your considered ruling? Can we hold you to that?
If you could manage to achieve it. Yes. Anyway, so Denise Coffey gets a point for... because I agree with her challenge. Does she get another point because I also... she has to continue. Oh, no, she only gets 1 point. What a pity. Denise, the subject is Fallen Arches, and there are 50 seconds left starting now.
Not 100 yards or so from this very studio is a building known as The Arches, which is the subject of a very famous song, which perhaps the older members of the audience will remember. I have heard it. I wasn't actually there when it was first recorded. It's a beautiful song. And,
Clement Freud, yes. Why do you challenge?
Repetition of song.
Yes, I'm afraid you did.
Encore, as it's known.
Yes, you should have challenged yourself on the song.
I'm a fool.
Yes. So the best thing is to try challenging yourself always, Denise, and see what happens. You did say song more than once, so Clement Freud gets a point, and there are 33 seconds left for Fallen Arches starting now.
The first time I suffered from this disease was in wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen.
Clement Freud has challenged himself.
For repetition.
Well done, Clement Freud. But I only give... I only give bonus points to the ladies. And therefore, all that happens is I don't take the subject away from you, but if you don't get any points for it, then you have 29 seconds left to continue with Fallen Arches starting now.
This is really a deviation from the norm, a foot which, instead of having 5 toes, an instep, and a heel firmly on the ground, seems to have the instep, which I've already said, read in the summary.
And Denise Coffey challenged you.
Like an arrow from a bow. Repetition.
Yes.
First gear.
So your arrow gained you a point to Denise, and you have 16 and a half seconds to continue with your Fallen Arches, starting now. Someone has challenged Eric Nimmo.
Hesitation.
No, she didn't hesitate. And the investor hadn't even started the clock. There are 11 seconds left for you to continue, Denise, with Fallen Arches, starting now. Derek Nimmo's challenge again. That's another point in Denise Coffey. There are 10 seconds for Fallen Arches, starting now.
Very up.
Clement Freud.
Repetition of that hesitation again.
In other words, you decided that you should give her a point as well, which is quite ungallant because it's drawing attention to the fact that she is now well in the game and quite likely to win any minute if you keep it up. There are 9 seconds left now, Denise. If you keep this up, you'll probably win. Because if you get 1 second every point, you see. 9 seconds for Fallen Arches, Denise. Starting now.
there is a cafe known as Archie's, or Arches, as the local people call it, where you can buy exceedingly fine buns, but unfortunately, the gentleman who owns it...
Well, Denise has fallen out. She's brought her back into the game with a big burst on that occasion. She's now in a very definite third place, only 1 point behind Derek, who's just behind Clement, who's still in the lead, and Kenneth is just in fourth place. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round? The subject is my ambition. Can we hear what it is in 60 seconds, starting now?
My ambition is to get a four-poster bed and roll it from John of Groats to Land's End. Many of you will think that this is a lukewarm, tepid, rather silly ambition for a grown man, and I think you have a point. But the night...
Jenny Nimmer, why have you challenged?
Well, I think I have a point.
He didn't mean that kind of point, so all I'd say is very nice, very well tried, but no point scored. Because we can't when someone says he has a point. Clement continues with the subject. 42 seconds left. My ambition starting now.
And so my ambition is to take it via Wick down to Aberdeen and then Edinburgh, Berwick upon Tweed, Newcastle, and down along...
Derek Nimmer's challenge.
The ambition of down.
Yes, you've gone too far down. Derek, you gain a point, and you have 29 seconds left for my ambition starting now.
My ambition is to roll...
can you hear the challenge? Yes, there was a definite hesitation. He thought of his ambition, and he came to a full stop. He's obviously achieved so much, it's, can't think of anything further. 25 seconds for you, Kenneth, on my ambition starting now.
My ambition would be to control things that I could cut out of this global unnecessary noise. There's far too much of it about, and I scream and cry in the night. Oh, where is the peace my sequesting soul is needing? And if it were in my power to crown that, I would take it.
I think you got a little off your ambition and just went. But it was lovely, Kenneth, and you gain an extra point for speaking when the whistle went and you come back in the game with a bang. And it is fairly close in the end of that round with Clement Freud leading Derek Nimmer by 1 point. Kenneth Williams, it's your turn to begin. We'd like you to talk for 60 seconds on Friday if you can, starting now.
It is known as pay day for many people. The day on which a man...
Derek Nimmer, you've challenged.
Payday for many people.
The day on which. There are 2 days.
Payday is hyphenated, you great nit. It's completely different.
It is.
Hyphenated.
I know.
Good granny, I know. There you are. You can hear them. Yeah, a lot about it.
But basically, I can only judge on what we hear, so I give you benefit of the doubt when it's a colloquial phrase you use, and therefore we cannot get literary and say, because it's a hyphenated word, it is not repetitious. Derek Nimmer, I agree with your challenge. You gain a point, and there are 53 seconds left for Friday, starting now.
Friday is named after a lady called Frigg, who was married to Odin, one of those other strange Nordic gods and goddesses. Now, I would like to tell you what it is called in the theatre. It's called... The one on which...
Chemophoy, why have you challenged?
Repetition.
Of what?
Called.
You're perfectly correct, and you gain a point, and there are 41 seconds left for Friday, Clement, starting now.
During the holidays, we get up very early on Friday, and we go out fishing for eel. Now, this we do on Friday because my wife is a Catholic, and therefore the children can only eat fish.
Derek, remember, you've challenged twice.
Well, in the Pope's encyclical, he allowed Catholics to eat it.
Exactly. Yes, that's true. Indeed, come out with that. Yes, that's true.
I
was in the past tense.
What did you say? You said that...
It was a very favourite day of the week because we used to go out and...
No, you said it is a very favourite day of the week.
No.
On holidays, you said, and we go out, and because she is a good Catholic, she always has fish.
No, she's no longer a Catholic, was the... That proves it.
I'm not going to let you get away with that. If you can change your wife's religion for the sake of gaining a point, I am not going to allow that.
No.
I'm going to let Derek Nimmer have a point on that, and there are 17 seconds left for Friday, Derek, starting now.
This time last Friday, I was staying on the island of Schooner in the Inner Hebrides, a most beautiful strip of land, 3 miles by 1.5.
Kenneth Williams, why have you chanced?
Yes, it's something Friday, not a beautiful strip of land. We're not interested in geography. Nothing to do with it. Friday is the subject. Nothing to do with strips of land, dear. Strips of land.
Kenneth.
Friday.
Kenneth.
Friday.
Yes, last Friday he was on this beautiful strip of land. So, Derek Nimmer has another point, and there are 2 seconds left for Friday, Derek, starting now.
When the ghost walks is a fair used English.
So, Derek was speaking then when the whistle went and gains an extra point. He now leads Clement Freud by 2 at the end of that round, and Denise Coffey and Kenneth Williams are equal in third place, a little way behind. And, Denise Coffey, your turn to begin. Postman's knock. Can you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
I am never privileged to hear the postman's knock in my house because I have a bell which he rings. But in the country, I believe it's a great event when the people see the bringer of letters approaching their farm gate, and upon which he hammers with his boot, scaring away the dog which is ready to pounce upon him.
Clement Roy, why have you challenged
Deviation?
Why?
She's doing about postman's kick.
Well, in my imagination, he took his boot off and hammered on the door, which I thought was a very strange process, and he might well have done it. He might have a special boot for hammering on doors. So I don't think it was devious, and there are 42 seconds for Denise to continue with postman's knock, starting now.
It is a parlour game which one used to play at parties.
Clement Foy, why have you challenged?
Devious, and I'm playing it tonight.
Not at this present moment, I
There's nothing in the past tense about postman's knock.
No. In that sense, technically, it is devious, but she was not really deviating from the subject on the card, because in her family, it might mean that she used to play it. So
it was a tradition.
The way we used to be Catholics, you mean.
I wish you wouldn't bring that one up again. So, Denise continues with postman's knock for 38 seconds, starting now.
It's very embarrassing when you're at the age of 2 or 3, well, which I was when I first...
Clement Freud, you challenged. Yes, I think time it was a hesitation,
was.
So Clement gets the point this time, and he has 33 seconds to continue with postman's knock, starting now.
This is a game in which men and women partake. Those of the male sex, masculine, or ones with protruding Adam's apples, tend to send one representative outside the door, while the females of the species remain inside. A message is portrayed through the...
Challenge?
What deviation? Messages are never portrayed. Messages portrayed? Conveyed they can be. Messages portrayed?
Kenneth, don't go on, please. I agree, a message can be portrayed, but in postman's knock you cannot portray a message.
We have house rules.
And I think you were about to say it was portrayed through the door.
Yes, portrayed through the door.
So, Kenneth, I agree with you. You have 6.5 seconds to continue with postman's knock, starting now.
He knocks on the door and my heart leaps outside. Always a letter from me, a woman inside, postal order perhaps, maybe a lovely big check. The joy of the knock.
Well, that, I'm afraid, is all we have time for in this particular edition of Just a Minute. So let me give you the final score. In second place, equal, were Denise Coffey and Kenneth Williams. And I think a very, very fair result. They were both second to 2 joint winners, our 2 great exponents of the game, Clement Freud and Derek Nimmer, who were absolutely equal winners. Alas, we have no more time to play Just a Minute today. We do hope you've enjoyed this particular edition of the game. And from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.